Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, yes. Yes, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And we come to you live Monday through Friday, 10 to noon, right here on KKNW 1150 AM. And at the 11 o'clock hour, we bring in all of our affiliates to join us from different parts of the country. And mostly, we want to welcome all of our listeners over in Australia. Thank you for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. And we have a just wow, great lineup for you today. Benny and I are going to talk about the Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover, which we're launching, and a few other ways for our listeners to participate in moving to the next level of their lives. And then we're going to be talking with Brandon Mull about how to prevent the summer brain drain. And so we'll be talking with him about that. Friedemann Schwab is joining.
Schaub.
I did that on purpose so I knew you'd catch me. Friedemann Schwab is joining me here today.
Schwab.
Don't do it.
Schwab.
The bottom line is the doctor is in the house. Cellular wisdom is what we are going to be talking with him about. The keys to breakthrough healing. Dr. Friedemann is a regular on the Dr. Pat Show, and healing is what this is about. And then you have heard over and over and over again about pmemory.net. Many of you participated in the drawing to actually win the free online course. Today, Ruslan is joining us here to tell us about the secrets behind phenomenal memory and how each and every one of us can be as sharp as a pin. And that means to keep our minds working, operating, and much more. I want to mention that tomorrow's show is a double hour with Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Very, very special 2-hour show. And so, you know, the journey to optimal health, you're going to hear a story, an incredible story, a heartfelt story, a story of healing that, you know, blows the doors off of conventional medicine. And so Dr. Darvish is going to be joined by Rich Henry, who's going to tell his story of, you know, how a diagnosis, a serious brain tumor, almost ended his life. And what the solution was when he and Dr. Darvish partnered. The story is a story about healing, it's about believing, and it's about taking action. And so we want to let everyone know that as the week moves on, Tom Liotta will be joining us. We've been talking about putting your money to work for you. We have an announcement to make. We will be selecting 3 of Dr. Pat's listeners to work with Tom one-on-one. We'll be giving you details about that so that you can find out, you know, how you might be selected to be part of what Tom is doing to help countless people around using a banking system and all of the really cool ways that those folks generate revenue for themselves to have it work for you. We've heard Susie Orman talk about accelerated mortgages, and we're breaking it down so you not only understand how you can accelerate your mortgage payments, but how you can save hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some cases, of interest. And it is legal, it is brilliant, and it doesn't cost you not one additional dime or change in your mortgage payment, which is kind of fascinating. I've spent a lot of time getting used to this and learning about it. But I want to talk for a minute about, Benny, the holistic makeover that we're launching here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to be providing you details in the next couple weeks of what that means. And that is going to be available to all of you listening to the show that it focuses on how we can change our lives. But it's got a twist. And we've done makeovers before. This one has a twist. And the twist is that whatever services, whatever you learn, whatever work that you do to transform your life, body, mind, spirit, that you will have an opportunity to pay it forward to someone that you know, someone that you might love, or someone maybe that you don't know. It is an incredible way that we are taking the message out to create positive change in the world, one listener at a time. And I want to tell you that all of us here at the show are very excited about it. We are launching the details around the 4th of July because we believe that the campaign that we're putting together is a declaration of independence. Independence for you, your individuality, your health, your well-being, and your longevity. And so that is something that we're very excited about. And I'll be sharing details as we, you know, pull things together and finalize them. But I'm just giving you a heads up. And to let you know, I think you've also heard the commercial running on, have we been playing the survey commercial, Benny, on KKNW. And so please take a minute to complete that survey. We're also going to be including it in our newsletter and on our website, because it's important information that enables KKNW to put together these amazing statistics that each of us use for our sponsors to let them know how incredible you are. And so it's very, very valuable information. We would love to have everyone out there participate. But, you know, let's talk about holistic makeover a bit. You know, Benny, I cannot believe how many conversations on the news this morning are about poop.
Man.
What? Well, poop. Now,
Two right out of the gate.
Now, here, I want to tell everybody out there that's thinking about signing up for the holistic makeover, I do not know that we are going to have the facial that they are promoting on a television and radio right now.
Right. And
tell me about that.
Well, here's the deal. And this morning, CNN, and of course, Headline News is one of our carriers in the mornings before we go to our normal programming. And I've been watching it here, sitting here all morning. And apparently there is, it's a geisha-styled facial that they're promoting, and it's from a spa, I believe, back east. I'm waiting for the thing to come around again because you just walked in and I pointed out, and you're okay. Like, oh, let's talk about it. And, of course, I didn't write any of it down. But regardless, they're using
It's Shizuka. It's the
Shizuka. You already looked it up? Okay.
Yeah, it's the New York Day Spa.
There you go.
Yeah, we're very, 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 very familiar with, Shizuka, the New York Day Spa. And so, yeah, the information is coming out about the facial,
the bird poop.
Bird poop.
Right, so they're basically taking nightingale, or they're showing pigeon shots of pigeons. I don't know. I'm sure it's a little bit different, but
it's a nightingale.
Yeah,
a
nightingale. So it's a particular formula.
In New York.
Exactly.
You walk down the street and you get a facial.
There you go.
I mean, you know.
Someone
you,
obviously mass marketed that one.
I'm telling you. I think the pigeon is the state bird.
Are the birds going to start looking for some residuals or some?
I think they're going to want some income around this. But it actually is, an ancient tradition for those of you that are wondering what we're talking about. And you can find out more for sure if you want to take a look at, I'm calling it Shizuka, New York. It's a day spa. And so you can go to ShizukaNewYork.com, which is ShizukaNewYork.com.
I think it's more of a Japanese.
Yes, it is. But there's a video about it.
There's a video too, huh?
There's a video about it. And so I think, all of us here that are looking at our faces are trying to do facials. And we're trying to, but
try the next best thing.
I thought we were on the leading edge here at the Dr. Pat Show. I thought we were in terms of holistic.
Until you saw this.
And then I thought, okay, I'm going to find out more about this. So I'm going to be, I've got Elise that I'm hoping is going to get all over this to have a conversation with them, to talk about it. But it has some, very, very interesting effects. And I think that's what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your take on it?
Well, so far, we're going to still stick with our backing of Toprosin for the moment.
Yeah, Toprosin's working for me.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd love to interview him. I'd love to get him. I'd love to have some product, a sample sent out, see what it's like.
Well, what they're saying is...
Oh, they're doing it right now, bird dropping facials. They're doing a live...
That's a park bench in New York, honey, that they're showing you.
No, it's there. It's the spa offers geisha facial made from nightingale droppings, and of course it's on CNN. I wish I could flip over to it at the moment, but...
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about it.
It says
that it makes the porcelain beauty of this Japanese icon accessible to the everyday person. All natural ingredients, you bet your
bippy. Well, of course it is.
You bet. they definitely.
That's
I want to say that when you see it on CNN, That is not what they're doing. That stuff is not sterilized. What they're using is sterilized nightingale droppings, okay? And then, so
no,
there we
doing
go.
It. They're grinding it up.
Yeah, but they show you the picture of the pigeons on the bench.
Oh, well, that's just for the TV thing.
Yeah, that's for the TV. But it doesn't really do the, you know, the spa much.
No, they're taking it out of a bottle and they're grinding it up and they're you know, very clean and it's safe.
So the question is, how many people do we know have done this? I'm gonna actually go and get it done when I go to New York in July.
Well, upon willing or actually just walking underneath through a bird? Because, I mean, birds got their own targets, you know?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, I've pretty much heard so many different things. You know, I remember doing a show with Darvish on snake venom and that. So this is kind of an interesting way. And, you know, here's what they say. They say that Shizuka's geisha facial modernizes the beauty rituals of the geisha, making them accessible to everyone. I mean, isn't that kind of it's kind of incredible? So are they supporting this on TV or not? Or are they just doing their normal,
you know, I don't
let's
know.
Make fun of
it's,
somebody
it's
thing.
The first time I've seen it. It's new. And apparently, you know, Shizuka Bernstein, I believe, is the owner. They mm-hmm. were flashing her name up there is confident with it. So, you know, you never know.
And actually, I'm going to get see if we can get them to come on the show for a little interview.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, kind of interesting to do. The other thing is, and I hate to mention this again about the poop, but I am not happy about the tomato situation.
Because you're a huge tomato fan.
I grew up in Jersey.
You're a tomato fanatic.
I'm telling you.
Fanatic.
There was, especially in the summer, that you could not put a meal on the table without a big old tomato.
There you go.
I'm sorry. You just couldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. And I don't even understand the extent of what they're talking about to you.
Well,
what is it? We're recalling tomatoes?
Well, what they're...
Recalling tomatoes.
They're spinning the idea of, okay, so the farmlands and so forth, you know, when they're growing these tomatoes and so forth, it's getting back into the feces of the animals when they eat the product,
you know what this
when they
is
eat
gonna,
the tomatoes and all
so
that, and it gets back in the land,
question.
And then it just goes down, and it's rerouted.
Let me ask you a question,
all right.
Mr. Benny.
All right.
My resident expert.
Right,
since
yeah,
he
that's,
fills me in on
that's
this
me.
Stuff. How does this affect ketchup?
It's more processed, I think.
Well, I'm just wondering.
They have a lot of preservatives in
there. I mean, I'm just wondering, are we going to now... So we're already into the oil shortage thing and the mm-hmm. price of that going up. Okay.
Shortage
so tomatoes, you understand tomatoes, what tomatoes are used
uh-huh.
in,
yeah.
every aspect. Does this mean no spaghetti in the Basile household?
Oh, no. Here it goes.
Does this mean no eggplant parmesan for Uncle Al? I mean, look at
Uncle
the road
Al's
we're going
crying.
Down.
Uncle Al's crying.
Okay, I don't get it. So there's another question that I want to get some information on. All Does right. it affect organic? If you buy organic, are they included? So we're going to take a short break. We're going to find out all this information and
yeah,
report
ponder
back.
That thought,
we're
everybody.
We're going to report back later on in the show to talk about it. Coming up right now, as I said to you before, you know, we're ready to talk to Brandon Mull joining us here today. You know, what are we going to talk about? You ready for this? How to prevent the summer brain drain. If you're living in Jersey right now and listening to the show, you are probably dehydrated. All right. It's the month of June and you are facing temperatures in the hundreds, and I'm telling you better be drinking your essential water. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and more about that summer brain drain.